Burgundy and Bordeaux are two of the most famous wine regions in France. Paris is where you might dream of sipping their products in a cafe. Turns out the French capital is a wine producer itself. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley visited the city's last working vineyard.
Every year for a week in October, residents from the Paris neighborhood of Montmartre pour into the streets to celebrate their grape harvest, known as the Fête des Vendanges. There is a costume parade, street performances, concerts, and giant picnics, all in honor of a small patch of land on a slope surrounded by houses with mansard roofs, a leafy plot the size of a city block whose dark purple Gamay and Pinot Noir grapes produce 1,000 bottles of red wine a year. The gates of Montmartre's vineyard, known as Clos Montmartre, are open for visitors in October. Head winemaker Francis Gourdin is giving a tour.
Urban vineyards like this one, and also famous ones in places like Barcelona or Cape Town, are a sort of conservatory of a city's culture and history.
The vineyard was born in the 1920s, Gourdin tells his listeners, when a group of well-known artists living here wanted to block a real estate project. So they planted grapevines. And under French law, nothing can be built on a vineyard. The first harvest came in 1933. Clos Montmartre is not a great wine, says Gourdin, but it's a respectable one. Amongst Gourdin's group this morning are visitors from as far away as Norway and Mexico, and Parisians like Arthur Assadourian.
I know many places in Paris, but Montmartre is unique because of the life which was here in the past. I mean, the painters, the atmosphere, and this atmosphere that existed in the past. I can find it, for instance, in this vineyard. It's very special.
Vineyards covered much of this hilly part of Paris up until the 18th century. They diminished with industrialization and were completely wiped out in the late 1800s by the phylloxera epidemic. Today, Montmartre, like the rest of France, is replanted with American vine stock. After Montmartre's grapes are harvested, they're brought down to the basement of the town hall here in the 18th arrondissement, where they're pressed, fermented, and bottled.
That's all. You can smell the wine.
Donc il y a environ 1000 bouteilles.
Town hall employee Olivia Bissiau explains that this is the only government office in Paris to make wine. The half bottles, which are considered collector's items, sell for $50 each, she says, and all the proceeds go to charity. Children are always a part of the Montmartre Fête des Vendanges. And every October, the streets of Montmartre become an open-air market with gastronomic specialties from every corner of France. And bien sûr, everything on the menu marries well with a bottle of Montmartre Rouge. Damien Compomas is selling his cheese and sausage from the French Alps.
And this is sausage from Savoie. You want to try sausage?
This crowd sings nostalgic songs as the 79th Vendange Festival winds to a close. The next time you visit Paris, be sure to head up to Montmartre for a good time and a glass of fine city wine. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.